In the psalm, we read about worship. Do we learn any lesson of worship from this chapter? Is there any lesson that we should learn about worship? Yes, there are a lot of lessons that we should learn from this psalm. Verses 1 to 5 describe a joyful celebration complete with thanksgiving, music, and song. Praise the Lord. As I said earlier, the psalm is a call for worship. Worship. And it's a call. Come, come, come. Let us sing for joy. Come. Everybody come. This morning, I invite once again all of you, come to the presence of God. Hallelujah. Be joyful in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us sing for joy in the Lord. Do we have joy in the Lord? There are times we try to find joy and happiness in the worldly things. But as Brother Aji said, the happiness that this world gives us will diminish very, very soon. Praise the Lord. When the things come into our life in an opposite way, praise the Lord, and then all our happiness is gone. Praise the Lord. But the joy that a child of God have in the Lord, praise the Lord, lives with him throughout his life. Whenever he goes through a trial, a problem, he rejoices in the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is not seeing the immediate problem. Hallelujah. Rather, he is seeing who is behind all these happenings and who is in control of this situation. Brothers and sisters, when we face the problems in our life, we need to understand one thing. Our God is in control, and he is in this situation, and he allowed me to go through this situation, hallelujah, so that he may produce a better character in my life, praise the Lord, so that I may become a person as he wants to be. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the joy that we have will last in the midst of all the problems. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. In our book of Romans chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4, Apostle Paul is saying, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say, rejoice in the Lord. We need to find our joy and rejoice in the Lord, not in the things of this world. Because whatever we see in this world will not last for long. Everything that we see in this world is destined for fire. Hallelujah. And the fire will consume everything of this world. Hallelujah. But thank God, my God and his word last for, every time, always it lasts for, praise the Lord. And we try to find our joy and happiness in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So verses 1 to 5 describe a joyful celebration. And in that celebration, included is thanksgiving. There is thanksgiving. There is music. There is song. Praise the Lord. They rejoice together. Praise the Lord. In one accord in the presence of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, when we come to worship the Lord, there should be thanksgiving. Let's remember the things that God has done in our life. ദൈവം നമ്മുടെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ ചെയ്തതിനെയൊക്കെ നമ്മൾ ഓർക്കണം. എത്ര നന്മകളാണ് ഓരോ ദിവസവും ഐ തിങ്ക് ഓൺ ഫ്രൈഡേ നൈറ്റ് ഐ ടോൾഡ് യു ടു തിങ്ക് അബൌട്ട് വെൻ വി കം ടു ദ പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് ഗാഡ് അബൌട്ട് ദ ഗ്രേറ്റ്നെസ് ഓഫ് ഗാഡ് ഹു ഗോഡ് ഈസ് തിങ്ക് അബൌട്ട് ഹിസ് ഗ്രേറ്റ്നെസ് പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ് ഹല്ലേലൂയ ഹി ഈസ് ഓൾമൈറ്റി ഹി ഈസ് ഓൾ സഫിഷ്യന്റ് വൺ ഹി ഈസ് ദ എൽ ഷഡ്ഡായ് പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ് Hallelujah. He is the all-sufficient one. And he is in control of every situation. He is the most high God. Hallelujah. Every throne is in his control. Every rulers of this world is in his control. Hallelujah. Every human governments are in his control. Hallelujah. And he appoints the rulers of this world. And sometimes he takes away the rulers also and brings another person into that position. He is in control. I know one thing, praise the Lord. We are not bothered about Democrats or Republicans. I'm not at all. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, because I know that my God is in control of this situation. Whether a Republican comes or a Democrat comes, doesn't matter. My God is in control. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He allows a person to be in that position. It is the responsibility of the children of God to pray for that. Let God's will be done in this situation. Hallelujah. So we need to know who God is. Praise the Lord. And also we need to be in the presence of God with thanksgiving. We need to be so thankful to God. When we remember the care of God, the provisions of God, the protections of God, hallelujah, the salvation that he has given to us, the strength that he has given to us, the healing that he has given to us, the wealth, the possessions, and the everything, the family, the children, hallelujah, that God has given to us. Bring everything into our mind and fill our hearts with thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Be grateful to God for all the things that God has given to us. Out of that gratefulness, we should sing with music. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the musicians of this church. But let me tell you one more thing. Praise the Lord. Let the voice of the hearer, the voice of the singers be much more than these instruments. Often there is a tendency among us to bring the sound of this musical instruments over the sound of the singers. Praise the Lord. That's not the way. The scripture clearly gives us a picture of a choir. Praise the Lord. Especially in Psalms number 68, we read about it. I'm not going to bring that portion to you, but just me tell you that when the choir comes and sing, let the voice of the singers hear let the people hear the voice of the singers more than the voice of the sound of the instruments. Let the singers come first. Hallelujah. And let them, the people who play the the instruments, right after that, സംഗീതക്കാർ മുമ്പിൽ നടന്നു തപ്പുകൊട്ടുന്ന കന്യകമാർ ഇരുപുറവും നടന്നു. അപ്പൊ എന്തോ ചെയ്യേണ്ടത്? സംഗീതക്കാർ മുൻപിൽ നടക്കണം. വലിയ അർത്ഥം അതിനകത്തുണ്ട്. Somebody please read that verse. In front are the singers, after them the musicians. Praise the Lord. In front the singers, after them the musicians. Is there a message in that? Yes. In every scripture we get a message. Praise the Lord. And it has been written for our benefit, our profit. Praise the Lord. And what is the benefit that we receive from that verse? Praise the Lord. Let the singers come in front. let their voice be heard by the people. And after them, the musicians with, read that verse once again. With them are the maidens playing tambourines. Praise the Lord. Tappu kottuna kanniyamar. Iruvarum nadannu. Sangeethakkar mumbil nadannu. Vaadhyakkar. Veenakkar. Pimbil nadannu. Aa tappu kottuna kanniyamar. Ee veenakkarude. Iruvarum ninnukondu. Praise the Lord. Avarum tappu kottukayaan. Avadeyaanu. ശരിയായ ഒരു പാറ്റേൺ കാണുന്നത്. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്, ദൈവത്തിന് സ്തോത്രം. അങ്ങനെ തിരുവനന്തപുരത്തിനെല്ലാം വ്യവസ്ഥയുണ്ട്. എങ്ങനെ പാടണം, എപ്പോൾ പാടണം, പാട്ടുകാരെവിടെ നിൽക്കണം, വാദ്യമേളക്കാരെങ്ങനെയായിരിക്കണം, ഇതിനൊക്കെ വ്യക്തമായ പ്രമാണമുണ്ട്. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ആൻഡ് വി നീഡ് ടു കം ബാക്ക് ടു ദ സ്ക്രിപ്ചർ. ഡോണ്ട് ട്രൈ ടു ഇംപ്ലിമെന്റ് എനിതിങ് ഇൻ ടു ദ ചേർച്ച് വാട്ട് വി സീ ഇൻ ദ വേൾഡ്. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the world, we see lot of things. Don't try to bring that into the church. Hallelujah. When God has established his church, and nowadays he is in the business of building up his church. Hallelujah. But when he established his church, he has set a plan and purpose, and he had founded the church with a purpose. Praise the Lord. And he has a blueprint. Hallelujah. According to that blueprint, he is working. He is on the business of the building of his church. Praise the Lord. So when we come to the worship service, there should be thanksgiving that we all should be involved in it. Everyone who came to this church this morning has something to say about God. Am I right? Everybody. Inna pagalil ivide vannittulla sagalarkkum deivam avarude jeevithathil cheytha endinengilum karyathe kurichu oru karyamengilum parayanundo? Parayanundo? Adu parayan illathe aarengil ivide undu? Is there anybody who is here who don't want to say anything about God? Anybody? If I ask you to say something that God has done in your life, I know that every one of you will say something. God has done this, this, this in my life. Am I right? Praise the Lord. In return, what did you have given to God? You have experienced several things from God. Deep within your heart, you are saying, it is God's care, it's God's protection, it's God's provision. We all admit that. But what did you give back to God? Hallelujah. What did you give back to God? Endu devathinu thiriye koduthittunda devam thannathokke nee swigarichu aarogyam സമാധാനം, സുരക്ഷിതത്വം, വിദ്യാഭ്യാസം, കഴിവ്. ഓ, തിങ്ക് അബൌട്ട് ദ തിങ്സ് ദറ്റ് ഗാഡ് ഹാസ് ഗിവൺ ടു അസ്. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ഹെൽത്ത്, വെൽത്ത്, പ്രൊട്ടക്ഷൻ, പ്രൊവിഷൻ, കെയർ. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. വി ഓൾ ഹാവ് brought different examinations. Praise the Lord. And we could say before the examination, we asked several people to pray for it, right? Hallelujah. Praise God. It should be like that. Hallelujah. And people are there to pray for you. God is right there to hear our prayers. And he is there to give the answers. Think about the protection. Think about the provision. Think about the success that God has given to us. Hallelujah. Name them one by one. Name them one by one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When we enter into the church, when we come into the church, we should fill our hearts with all those. Remember all the things that God has done to us. Hallelujah. When we come to the church with that feeling, hallelujah, then the song, music, dance, എവറിതിങ് വിൽ കം ആഫ്റ്റർ ദാറ്റ് പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ് അവിടെ വേറെ ആരും വന്നാൽ ഇനിയും ജാക്കി വെക്കേണ്ട കാര്യമൊന്നുമില്ല പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ് എല്ലാവരും സ്തോത്രം പറയുക മൂന്ന് സ്തോത്രം പറ മൂന്ന് അല്ലേലൂയ പറ ഇത് പറയേണ്ട അല്ലേലൂയ പറയിപ്പിക്കേണ്ട കാര്യമൊന്നും അവിടെ ഇല്ല ദൈവത്തിന് സ്തോത്രം കാരണം ഉള്ളിൻ്റെ ഉള്ളിൽ ദൈവം നടത്തിയ വഴികളെക്കുറിച്ചുള്ള ഓർമ്മയാണ് അവന് ദൈവം നടത്തിയ വഴികൾ ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ സ്നേഹം ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ കരുതൽ ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ സൗഖ്യം ദൈവത്തിൻ്റെ ഉപകാരങ്ങളെക്കുറിച്ച് ഓർമ്മയാണ് ഹി ഈസ് ഓൾവേസ് തിങ്കിങ് അബൌട്ട് ദ ബെനിഫിറ്റ്സ് ദാറ്റ് ഹീ ഹാസ് എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ്ഡ് ഇൻ ദ പ്രസൻസ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് ആൻഡ് ഫ്രം ഗാഡ് ഹാലലൂയ ലിവിങ് ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ് ഈസ് എ ഡിഫിക്കൽട്ട് തിങ് പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ് എവറി ഡേ വി ആർ ഡ്രൈവിംഗ് ഇൻ ദിസ് in this business city. Hallelujah. Anything can happen anytime, but God is the protector. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he keeps us under his wings. When we remember that, the more we think about that, the more we will praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Devathana stotram. So let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Praise the Lord. As I said, verses 1 to 5 describe a joyful celebration complete with thanksgiving, music, and song. This is the image most people have of worship. When we think about worship, we have an image of all these things. When we come to the presence of God, let us shout, let us sing with music. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful to these young people who practice a lot for every Sunday worship service. That's good. They are so anxious about it. Praise the Lord. And they are thrilled to sing for the Lord. That's also wonderful. But don't limit in that thing. Praise the Lord. Worship should not be limited in those things. Let us come forward. Hallelujah. Verses 6 to the first part of verse 7 describe a more reflective aspect of worship. Praise the Lord. Verses 6 to the first part of verse 7 describe a reflective part of the worship. Praise the Lord. Aspect of worship. What is the reflective aspect of worship in these verses? Praise the Lord. Kneeling and bowing down. Let us kneel, bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. See, the first part, when we come to the presence of the Lord, we should shout to the Lord with joy. Hallelujah. And our hearts are filled with gratitude. We are so thankful to God. Hallelujah. We are so thankful. നന്ദി കൊണ്ട് ഹൃദയം നിറഞ്ഞ് കവിയുകയാണ്. ദൈവത്തെ ആരാധിക്കുന്നതിൽ വലിയ സന്തോഷം. ആ ദൈവിക സാന്നിധ്യത്തിൽ നിൽക്കുന്ന സമയത്ത് Hallelujah. And it prompts me to kneel down. Hallelujah. It prompts me to bow down before the Lord. When I think about the greatness of my God, how exalted is He? How is He the most high God? When I have an aspect of my God, the greatness of my God, when I have that perspective in my life, it enables me to kneel down before Him. All my pride will be taken away. Hallelujah. If your intellectual pride, if your financially pride, hallelujah, if your pride about your money, if your pride about your wealth, if you are proud about your status quo, if you are proud about your family, if you are proud about your education or anything of this world, hallelujah, you should not have seen who God is. You do not have an awareness of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you have an awareness of God, when you know who God is, that understanding will prompt you to bow down. Praise the Lord. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ സന്നിധിയിൽ ഒരുത്തൻ വണങ്ങുന്നത് എല്ലാവരും ഇപ്പം കുമ്പിടാമെന്ന് പറയുമ്പോഴല്ല. Praise the Lord. ദൈവത്തിന്റെ സ്തോത്രം. ഇപ്പൊ എല്ലാവരും മുട്ടുകുത്താമെന്ന് പറയുമ്പോഴല്ല ആരാധനയിൽ മുട്ടുകുത്തേണ്ടത്. ഹാലലൂയ്യ. മറിച്ച് ദൈവത്തെ കുറിച്ചുള്ള ഓർമ്മ. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, പ്രൈസ് ദി ലോർഡ്. എൻ്റെ ദൈവം ആരാണ്? ഞാൻ ആരുടെ സന്നിധിയിലാണ് വന്നിരിക്കുന്നത്? വേറാമായി, ഹല്ലേലൂയാ, വേറാമായി സിറ്റിംഗ്. ഹു ഈസ് മൈ ഗാഡ്? Hallelujah, fill our hearts with the greatness of our God. Hallelujah. So verse 6 and the first part of verse 7 brings us into a reflective aspect of worship, that is kneeling and bowing down before God, probably in silence. I believe sometimes we should be silent in the presence of God. We Malayalis have a tendency to make sound always. Praise the Lord. Even in silence, sometimes we hear the pastors also say, let us seek the face of God with silence. Appozhu kekkam, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Doshamonnumilla. Nothing wrong with that. Praise the Lord, praising the Lord, nothing wrong with us. But we need to learn the presence of God even in our silence. Have you ever heard of solitude? Praise the solitude and silence. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we should be silent in the presence of God, not always. I think sometimes our people are always silent in the presence of God. They don't even open their mouth. Praise the Lord. ആരാധനയ്ക്ക് വരുന്നുണ്ടെ കണ്ടോണം. പണ്ട് എന്തോ അമേരിക്കോവര് പറയുന്നത് പോലെ കണ്ടോണം, അല്ല വന്നോണം, നിന്നോണം, കണ്ടോണം, കൊണ്ടോണം, പൊയ്ക്കോണം, അഞ്ചോണം കൊണ്ട് പോകണമെന്നാണ് പറയുന്നത്. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. വന്നോണം, നിന്നോണം, കണ്ടോണം, കൊണ്ടോണം, പൊയ്ക്കോണമെന്ന് പിള്ളേർക്ക് മനസ്സിലാകത്തില്ല. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ദൈവത്തിന് സ്തോത്രം. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. വന്നോണം, കം. നിന്നോണം, സ്റ്റാൻഡ്. പിന്നെ കേട്ടോണം, അല്ലേ? വന്നോണം, നിന്നോണം, കണ്ടോണം. എന്തോ സീ വാട്ട് ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് ഓൺ ദയർ, ഓക്കെ, ഇൻ ദ ചേർച്ച്. വാട്ട് ഈസ് ഗോയിങ് ഓൺ, ജസ്റ്റ് സീ, വാച്ച് ഇറ്റ്. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. ആൻഡ് കൊണ്ടോണം, എന്തോ കൊണ്ടുവന്ന് റിസീവ് ഇറ്റ്. എന്തുവാ കുർബാന, അതാണ് കൊണ്ടോണം. പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ്. അതാണ് കൊണ്ടോണം, കുർബാന കൊണ്ടോണം. ആൻഡ് ദെൻ പൊയ്ക്കോണം, ഗോ ബാക്ക്, ദാറ്റ്സ് ഓൾ. Nothing else to do. Abam, etra onam unda? How many onams are there? 5 onams. Praise the Lord. And the first one is vanna onam, come. And two, second one, stand. And number 3, oh, praise the Lord, kandonam. Endana avada nadakkunnathu? Just see, watch it. Just watch it. Praise the Lord. Don't do anything else, just watch it. And then after that, the priest, the leader will bless the kurbana and accept it, take it, kondonam, receive it, kondonam, and then go. That's all. Praise the Lord. Adalle aaradhana, that's not worship. Hallelujah. When we come to the presence of God, we should think about the greatness of God, the love of God, the care of God, the protection of God, the provision of God, the healings of God, the salvation of God, the redemption that God has given to us, the wisdom that God has given to us, the righteousness God has inputted upon us. Hallelujah. When we think about all these things, our hearts will be filled with gratitude. Let me ask you this morning, how many of you are here who are filled with these things in your heart? Oh, today is Sunday. I should go to the worship. It is better to go there than sitting home. Praise the Lord. Let's go there. At least we will see the people. Otherwise, pastor will call. We could avoid that phone call. So let's go to the church, that's all. Let's see. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we will see the people. That's good. It's better to see the friends. No, brothers and sisters, That's not the reason. Main reason is to worship the Lord. Come to the church to worship the Lord. Fill our hearts with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And along with that, there should be music. There should be a joyful song. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And to whom we are offering all these things? The rock of our salvation. The rock, he is the rock of our salvation. Praise the Lord. He's thinking about all those things. And then, so he take a chance to think about the greatness of God. Praise the Lord. When he thought about the greatness of God, that prompted him to kneel down, bow down, bow down. Praise the Lord. ദൈവസന്നിധി വന്നാലും ഒന്ന് വിനയപ്പെടാത്തതിൻ്റെ കാരണം ഞാൻ പലപ്പോഴും കണ്ടെത്തിയിരിക്കുന്നത് പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ് ദൈവം ആരാണെന്ന് മനസ്സിലാകാത്തതുകൊണ്ടാണ്. കണ്ണ് തുറന്നിട്ടില്ല. കുഞ്ഞേ, ദൈവം ആരാണെന്ന് നീ ഒന്ന് അറിഞ്ഞിരുന്നെങ്കിൽ പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ് ഇതിനു മുമ്പകം തന്നെ അവൻ്റെ മുൻപാകരട്ടുടുത്ത് കിടന്നനെയുമായിരുന്നു. ഈ യോബ പറയുന്നു, ഞാൻ നിന്നെക്കുറിച്ച് ഒരു കേൾവി മാത്രമേ കേട്ടിരുന്നുള്ളൂ, ഇപ്പോഴോ എൻ്റെ കണ്ണാൽ ഞാൻ നിന്നെ കാണുന്നു, അതുകൊണ്ട് ഞാൻ എന്ത് ചെയ്യുന്നു, എന്നെ തന്നെ വെറുത്ത് രട്ടിലും വെണ്ണീറിലും കിടക്കുന്നു. ഹല്ലേലൂയ. Somebody please read that verse, book of Job chapter 42, I think verse 5 or 6, which one is that? 5, verse 5, 42, 5. Yeah, ഞാൻ നിന്നെ കുറിച്ച് കേൾവി മാത്രമേ കേട്ടിരുന്നുള്ളൂ, ഇപ്പോഴോ എൻ്റെ കണ്ണാൽ ഞാൻ നിന്നെ കാണുന്നു, എൻ്റെ കണ്ണാൽ ഞാൻ നിന്നെ കാണുന്നു. Somebody please read that verse in English also. My ears have heard of you. Now my eyes have seen you. My eyes have seen you. I have heard about you. Many things, praise the Lord, about your greatness, about your care, about your protection, about your healing, about the things that you provide for your people. And I have heard about all these things, praise the Lord, and I admire you, and I am so thankful to you. But now I see you with my own eyes, praise the Lord. When Job, hallelujah, had gone through the difficulties in our life, the temptations in his life, the problems in his life, he could see God personally in the midst of all those problems. Are you able to see God in the midst of your trial? Are you able to experience the presence of God in the midst of the fiery furnace? Hallelujah. Are you able to experience in the presence of God when you are in the jail? Hallelujah. In the prison, are you able to experience in the presence of God when you are suffering in the midst of the waves? Hallelujah. When you go through the waves, when you go through the fiery furnace, when you are in the midst of the prison, hallelujah, there he comes down there to help you. Hallelujah. This morning, brothers and sisters, when we go through the problems in your life, right there, God is there to help you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 He is not simply staying back there, somewhere beyond our human thoughts can ask. He's sitting somewhere else. No. Hallelujah. He's a God coming down, down, down to the place where you are. Hallelujah. And we should experience the presence of God in our life. And now Job could experience the presence of God. Hallelujah. When he experienced the presence of God, he knew that God is there. He heard his voice audibly. Hallelujah. In the midst of his problems, Job could hear the voice of God audibly. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And he knew that, yes, my God is there. My Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Even without seeing him, he once uttered, hallelujah, I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. My Redeemer lives. He knew that. Praise the Lord. The Redeemer who lives has now come down to him, came down to him, and he is seeing him personally. Hallelujah. I heard my ears have heard about you, but my eyes have seen you now. Therefore, listen that. Therefore, I despise myself. I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What prompted you to repent? What prompted you to lie down in the dust and in the ashes? Hallelujah. The vision of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. As I said on some Friday night, when Isaiah saw the Lord lifted up and seated on the throne of God, hallelujah, he bowed down. When John the Apostle, who was in the Isle of Patmos, had seen Jesus Christ, he fell down before him. Hallelujah. When Apostle Paul saw Jesus, hallelujah, at Damascus Road, he fell down before him. Hallelujah. Today, let me ask you, brothers and sisters, have you ever experienced the presence of God in your life? Hallelujah. At least once in your life, if you have experienced the presence of God in your life, you would be repentant of your sins and bow down and kneel before the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You have experienced the power of God in your life many a times. You have experienced the wonderful things in your life and in your hearts. You are saying that my God is good, my God is good, my God is good. But you have experienced the greatness of God in your life. In return, what you have done to God, what you have given back to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My ears have heard about you. And my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I repent. Repentance will come only when we have the vision of God, highly exalted. When we realize who God is, repentance will happen. Adundagal aarku manasandram undagadilla. ദൈവം ആരാണെന്നുള്ള ബോധ്യം ജീവിതത്തിൽ ഉണ്ടാകുമ്പോൾ ഇറ്റ് വിൽ പ്രോംപ്റ്റ് യു ടു നീൽ ഡൗൺ ഇറ്റ് വിൽ പ്രോംപ്റ്റ് യു ടു ബോ ഡൗൺ ബിഫോർ ദ ലോർഡ് യു മേ ബി സേയിങ് ദാറ്റ് നോ മൈ പേരൻസ് മൈ ഫാമിലി നെവർ ഹാവ് ബോ ഡൗൺ ബിഫോർ എനിബഡി പ്രൈസ് ദ ലോർഡ് ദാറ്റ്സ് അവർ family, we don't bow down before anybody. But today, the Spirit of the Lord is pleading to the people, open your eyes and see God. Hallelujah. Open your eyes and see God. Kannu thoranna devathe onnu kaanu. Devam aaraanennu manasilakku. Avante munpaake innu raavale ഈ പകൽക്കാലം ഒന്ന് വീഴാൻ തയ്യാറാകൂ. അവൻ വീണവരെയൊക്കെ എഴുന്നേൽപ്പിക്കുന്നവനാണ്. എൻ്റെ ദൈവത്തിന് മുൻപാകെ ആര് വീഴുന്നുവോ അവരെയൊക്കെ അവൻ കരം കൊണ്ട് താങ്ങി എഴുന്നേൽപ്പിക്കുന്നവനാണ്. Hallelujah. If you are willing to humble yourselves before the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, he is there to exalt you, he is there to lift you up.
Hallelujah. Yes, that's true. Praise the Lord. Your pride may not allow you to bow down before the Lord. But when you see God, your pride will be gone out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let us come back to the scripture once again. Praise the Lord. Verses 6 to 7. The first part of verse 7 describes a more reflective aspect of worship, kneeling and bowing down before the God, probably in silence. Sometimes we need to take time to be silent before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Everybody be silent. Think about the greatness of God. Think about the goodness of God. Let us experience that for a moment. Let's close our eyes. Everybody, I want all of you to close your eyes. Let us stand before the Lord. Everybody, please stand up. Hallelujah.